From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Officials in California are pleading with residents whose homes are in the way of a big wildfire to heed evacuation orders. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says the fire is out of control and very dangerous.
They will not tell you to evacuate if it is not necessary. Listen carefully. There was, again, people that did not listen, and there's three people that got burned and really badly injured because they did not listen.
The fire in the foothills north of Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes, including Rob Driscoll's. He fears that more homes in his neighborhood in the Angeles National Forest have been destroyed than what authorities are saying.
They were saying only three homes had burned in the National Forest. Well, we know through eyes on the ground, through people that we know, that homes have burned along the river and that our home is probably gone.
The fire is also threatening Mount Wilson, which is home to a historic observatory and transmitters for the major television and radio stations in the area. Officials say firefighters could be pulled away at any moment if the situation becomes too dangerous. The space shuttle Discovery docked with the International Space Station, with both vehicles orbiting the Earth at 17,000 miles per hour. Final approach occurred without one critical jet thruster that had to be shut off because it was leaking corrosive fuel. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Space Shuttle Discovery closed in on the International Space Station 25 years since its maiden blastoff from the Kennedy Space Center. Astronaut Rick Sterko, who helped link the first two pieces of the outpost together in 1998, was at the controls as the shuttle and the orbiting complex linked up in orbit.
Docking confirmed at 7:54 p.m. Central Time over the Atlantic Ocean.
Station in Houston from Discovery. Capture confirmed.
On the silver anniversary of its maiden launch, Discovery has pulled into port at the International Space Station.
The Discovery astronauts will perform three spacewalks outside the orbiting complex. The crew will also deliver science gear and supplies packed inside an Italian-built cargo module called Leonardo. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been indicted on corruption charges. The allegations stem from his time as mayor of Jerusalem and later as Israel's trade minister in the 1990s. The BBC's Tim Franks reports from Jerusalem.
Mr. Olmert is accused of unlawfully accepting envelopes stuffed with cash from an American businessman, of granting favors to a former business partner, and of double billing Israeli charities for overseas travel expenses. He's the first former prime minister in Israel to face criminal charges. If convicted, he could face years in prison. Recently, two former cabinet ministers were sentenced to several years in jail for bribery and embezzlement. Mr. Olmert has utterly rejected all allegations of wrongdoing.
The BBC's Tim Franks reporting from Jerusalem. You're listening to NPR News. Police say an eighth victim has died from the attacks at a mobile home on an old plantation in Georgia. Authorities say the 19-year-old was one of two people critically injured in the assault in Brunswick. The other remains hospitalized. A man who reported the bodies is in custody, accused of lying to police and other charges. Authorities say they have not ruled him out as a suspect. UN aid agencies say they are unable to get assistance to thousands of people in northern Yemen caught in fighting between the government and rebels. They say one town has been practically cut off from the rest of the world for about a week. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for safe corridors in northern Yemen. Spokesman Andre Mahecic says this would allow civilians to leave the conflict zone. It also would allow humanitarian aid to reach thousands of displaced people.
The state of emergency is still in force. The markets are closed in the city, resulting in an extreme shortage of food and other commodities.
The five-year-old rebellion is led by Shiite fighters who say the Sunni-dominated government is corrupt and too closely allied to the West. The United States and other Western countries fear the fighting and increased lawlessness could provide cover for al-Qaeda militants. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
President Obama has returned to Washington after a week vacationing on Martha's Vineyard, but his family's stay there was marked by his appointment of Ben Bernanke to a new term at the Federal Reserve and his eulogy at Senator Edward Kennedy's funeral. The White House now says the First Family will give their vacation another shot. The First Family will depart later in the week for Camp David, where they will spend the Labor Day weekend. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.